exactly. You are not going to get this aid up here. If you want to be free to ask the question. So I saw a Jamal, they think first of all Arabic seriously, which is what establishing these passions. Who are born in the Villa, Ila, Ila, Hua? We have a man, we have a producer, our father, we have a good number of all these things contain what passions. So I soon say, we believe that Allah is a good rose, that Allah presents for this attribute of Qadata. From being pure from all defects. As-salam, free from all al-mu'min, al-mu'min, and so on and so forth. But we will not take this, we will not go overboard in the tradition. So in essence, I would say what? The way these attributes are present in human beings or other creatures, they are present in Allah the same way. Is that clear? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yadullahi fawqa aydihim. The hand of Allah is above the arch. Huh? And the Surah Jamal says, yes, hand of Allah. Hand of Allah. There is a wish like that. But I would tell things say, this, like this, my hand. Like what? This, my hand. Hadithul Jamal says, no, let's take a little bit of shame. So, they will not go over for the lesson of saying what, like this, my hand. So, when we read what? The leg of Allah, the name of Allah, not. They imagine this hand, this eye, this leg. Because imagine this hand, this leg, is what? You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he established what hands, he established legs. Whatever Allah established for himself, he established. Why did he say, like this my hands, like this my leg, the way I'm defending? When they say this, the people all are starting with the intention of God, rejoining them, saying you are saying nonsense, they also go over God. In our words, we take the words, the passion was completely. They say, no, Allah does not have hands. Allah does not see. Allah does not hear. Because if he hears, that means it's like what? The creatures. So they want to attack these people. In attacking them, they want to attack people of them too. In attacking these people of them too, they point in Ka'atim. Also, there is no problem in this issue. Allah establishes himself, leg, hand, seeing, hearing, knowledge, all this. Whatever you imagine, it's like the same way. All these attributes are like the creatures. With this, they take from the people of the sea and what? The people of Kafir. The people of Kafir, they take part of what they take. So this is what? Al Wasatiyya. Al Wasatiyya. The middle course. How, why did they take that? They took it because this is what? The Messenger of Allah, and left his companion. So when the Messenger of Allah recites all these attributes, all these names, the companions, they never understood it the way the people can see it to understand it. They never understood it the way the people are being to understand it. They watch, they read, and they go. And that's why you see people like the Ya'imah, the Lord, and the Ru'ah, Kana, Jah. Read it the way they are. Don't bother yourself by saying, no, this is not kind. Don't bother yourself by saying, what? This is like the hand of human being. Because we have the general principle which is the word. That is a community shame. Negation. Nothing is like Allah. That's what? A reputation for the people of Tennessee. What was familiar, not clear? Right? This is what? Establishment. Allah is establishment. Negation and what? Establishment. So negation what? Followed by what? Establishment. Establishing saying what Allah is as-Sami' al-Basir. And that is not what? La ilaha illallah. Negation of what? There is no deity worthy of worship. So anyone who is worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is on what? He is on the wrong path. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity that you worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illallah. That Allah is what? Illallah is the permission. That is, there is one deity that is worthy of worship. Of worship. And who is? Allah. You get it now? So a nephew when it's bad. Negation, establishment. You negate, you establish. There is a permission to say, nothing is like Allah. So that takes you away from imagining that when you look at human beings, oh, this is Allah should look like. You look at the gold, this is no. You negate the permission. What was familiar? Allah is already all seeing. So this is what establishes. So when Allah establishes this, don't imagine the power of man being real and looking the way the animal is look. Or what can you look him? Don't imagine the way man being real. This is clear. Now another thing is that we should know that when we talk of negation, we don't, we don't negate the loss. We don't say what? Allah is not this, Allah is not that, Allah is not this, Allah is not that. Is that clear? Because when you admit yourself in things like this much, it resolves into difficulty. So let us give up a typical example. Somebody wants to theologize or praise a king. Now says, my king is not a mosquito, it's not a fly, it's not a dog, it's not a... Is that praise? So that becomes something of what? Ridicule. And then what happens to the man that's going to what? Negation. Praise. They negate what Allah has negated. What Allah has not negated, they don't talk about that. That left, don't talk about that. Because there are not two. Wanting to ridicule Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in establishing, so they establish what Allah has established. You don't go. And this is what the same path, the right path, that the companion says, the truth. Please, do you have any question on this? Yeah? So you never go, you can share between the people of Ba'ati and the people of Tanzim and Ahl-Sunnah-Jamaah are the leader. People of Tanzim at the extreme right. Ahl-Taqid at the extreme left. Ahl-Sunnah-Jamaah are the leader. And this is what is known as Al-Wasatiyyah. Al-Wasatiyyah is not at all often we say what these people have said this, these people have said this. Let me say this. No, this is not Wasatiyyah. Wasatiyyah that we are talking about is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger established. Is that clear? That's Wasatiyyah. Not that Wasatiyyah that some people are also crying for. So people of Wasatiyyah. So when you see people say what Allah does not exist. Allah exists. In answer to that, you can take the issue. Position. No, you cannot maintain a legal position unless you have a debt. Say if you maintain, this is the Wasatiyyah that we are talking about, not the Wasatiyyah being championed by some of the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood. That when people say this, you cannot say this. No, that is not Wasatiyyah. Wasatiyyah must be something backed with evidence. ومواقعة الجبال أفران مائل من الجمالية والقدرية وغيره. In terms of the أفعال الله, the deeds of Allah, in terms of what the deeds of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, they are all واقعة. They are أمانين. بين الجمالية والقدرية وغيره. Between the جمالية and the قدرية. هو الجمالية. Jabriya are those who say human beings, this with respect to Qadr. Take notes. When we talk about Tanzim, Ta'atim, we are talking about attributes of Allah. Now when you come to Kodah, we talk from the word Kodah. We have what the Jabriya, we have what the Kodahiyya. The Jabriya are those who say human beings are compelled to do whatever they agree by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are stealing, they are compelled by Allah to steal. Those who are fornicating, they are compelled by Allah to fornicate. Those who are praying, they are compelled by Allah to pray. Those who are being tawhid, they are compelled to be tawhid. Those who are Christians, they are compelled to produce. And that's why some of them will come out and say, what? إن كان الله قدر علي أربعين فلما يعذبني. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compelled me, this is where you must stand further. If Allah compelled me to reveal all this, why punishing me then? But Qadr of Allah does not mean compulsion. Does not mean what? Compulsion. Qadr of Allah means knowledge of Allah, then the writing of the knowledge, then the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that that thing will happen, then the happening. This is the one watch, al-ilm, al-kitaba, al-irada, al-khalq. These are four things of qadr. Anything called qadr must pass through these four things. Al-ilm, ilmullahi bil ashiyai kulliha. The knowledge of Allah of things. Generally, there is nothing that Allah doesn't have knowledge of. Allah has the knowledge of everything, good or bad. Whether that thing is good or bad, Allah has the knowledge. Nothing will happen without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means Allah has control over everything. Those who are reaching makers, what they are doing, Allah knew the fact that what they will do, what they are doing. And Allah wrote that, Allah wrote it down. And the time these people, when they are making these mischief, Allah, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows the time. So the time will not pass, they will do what they will do after that, al-irada or al-mashi'ah. They give what al-irada and al-mashi'ah. So the irada has two meanings. But what we are talking now is mashi'ah. The mashi'ah that is the will. Then I will find the minute that it happens, that will become a creature. Because Allah said, what is the one who created you? وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And what you do? Everybody is a creature of Allah. Every is a creature of Allah. Muhammad is a creature of Allah. Everything. Stealing is a creature of Allah. Why? The creature of Allah. The kufru, creature of Allah. Those who are kuffar, the defense of the knowledge of Allah will be kuffar. And the fact that Allah knew that that will happen, it will not go beyond that time. Because if it goes beyond that time, then Allah's knowledge does not encompass everything. For example, al-nazar al-ma'alim. Take for instance, you are the teacher. When you are teaching your students, you know the one that is likely to come first. Despite the fact that what? You are not giving them examples. So if it is possible in the whole case, when Allah is not telling you Allah, what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So I would ask you, note this. The things of Qadr, al-ilm, al-kitaba, al-irada, al-khalqun, knowledge, writing, belief, and what? Al-Qur'an, creation, that is the being of that thing. These are four things. Is there anything like compulsion there? No compulsion. There's nothing like what? Compulsion in that. And that's why you believe in Qadr, and you say, woman, you try. There is not good to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, which is called what al-mahabba. Al-mahabba, al-rida, is different from al-mashi'ah. Al-mahabba or al-rida, the same thing. Al-mahabba, al-rida, the same thing. It's different from al-mashi'ah. Al-mashi'ah is just to tell us that Nothing will happen without Allah knowing it, whether good or bad. That is what? Al-Mashiyah. But Al-Mahabba is what Allah wants. Allah is what is bad in the good. Allah does not want kufu for his servant. وَأَنْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ الْكُفْرُ. Does Allah will kufu? Does he will kufu? No. Allah will use kufu, but he doesn't want kufu. And that's why Allah said what? وَلَوْ شَاءُ اللَّهُ لَآمَنُ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُ جَيْنًا. If Allah has built everybody on the surface of the earth will become what? Mu'minun. That is like Yasha. Allah did not do that. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُ. If Allah has built, they will not have what? They will not have associated partner with him. وَلَكِنْ لَهُ لَا يَشَاءَ. It is not we. Is that clear? So you compare it. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُ. You compare it with what? وَلَا يَكْوَ لِلَّهِ الْكُفْ. So Al-Mashiyah is different from Al-Ridha. Now the one who is now a kafir, the one who is a sinful person, a zani, a fornicator, a drunkard, all this. If he says, okay, this is the Mashiyah of Allah, this is what Allah means. He says, yes, this is the Mashiyah of Allah. But you are going to be punished because this is against the Ridha of Allah. This is the leader of Allah. You are going to be punished for that. Yes, Mashiach of Allah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Those who disbelieve will say what? لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا. If Allah has made us, we not have what? We not have been mushrikun. We are our fathers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. This is the way those who came before them also what? Also denied our message. حَتَّى ذَرَقُوا بَأْسَنَا. Till they what? Abolition. Now, they do this istijar. They did istijar with what? With Mashiach, with Qadr. But they find out Allah abolished them. So it is not in your hands, in my hands, to do ihtijaj. When I do something that Allah does not want for me to have, say what? This is the Mashiach of Allah, this is the Father of Allah. Saying this is the Mashiach of Father of Allah, I will not be foolish by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that clear? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do what? Will do ihtijaj with his own Mashiach. Is it clear? It is not the reason. It is unbecoming of me to say what? This is the Qadr of Allah. When I preach something that is not, that Allah doesn't love, I should be expecting punishment when I do that. So I don't think it is the Qadr of Allah to do something evil. But if it is not something evil, if it happens to be a calamity or so, I say what? Qadr of Allah. This is the Qadr of Allah. But something that I can rectify, that I should do in the right way, I not give it in the wrong way. When I say this is the Qadr of Allah, I say, yes, Qadr of Allah, but there is punishment attached to that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can say, okay, this person is a zani, is a fornicator, this person is what? Is a drunkard, is this, is a kafir, is a mushrik. It's in the Mashiach of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can watch. Can do ihtijaj with that. لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُونَ. If Allah has been your brother, what? For the teshir. Allah can say that, but it is not something anyone of us can watch, can say. If we do something that is punishable by Allah subhanahu, that is punishable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will punish us. Is that clear? So now you think Qadr or Mashiach of Allah is not something, it's not a way of the people of Sunnah. It's the way of the people of Bid'ah, the Jabriya, the Kuffar, the Mushrikun. The Mushrikun of Mecca, they will make ijtihad with what? Qadr. Is that clear? لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا. ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من دونه من شيء. تفسير ذات الإنجليز للحرام، الحرام. If Allah views whoever wants to declare them haram. So which means that what? Declaring them haram is part of the will of Allah. Say yes, part of the will of Allah, but there is punishment attached to that. If it is kufru, punishment of what? Kufru. If it is mafia, punishment of mafia. So let us understand this. So in Jabriya, they share the same belief with the Mushrikun. So the Mushrikun of Mecca, concerning Qadr. They do not believe in what? In Qadr. The Mushrikun does not believe in Qadr. So any person who is not or does not believe in Qadr, that is someone who is using Qadr as evidence to justify his evil deeds, such a person is like the Mushrikun of Mecca. Is that clear? So the Jabriya, they are like that. They believe in Qadr to watch, to the essence of the removal of what? To the essence of what? We remove our God. To the essence of what? We must understand that this is the what? It's Qadr. You say yes, Qadr of Allah, but when you do something that is not the will of Allah, expect punishment from Allah. One side. The other extreme angle is the angle of the Qadariya. They call them Qadariya, not because they believe in Qadr, but because they go against Qadr. Because they say again, Qadr, the Qadr of Qadariya. These are people who wanted to refuse the Jabriya. They now went to Babu again. You see that, okay, someone is communicating, he's doing this, he's doing Ma'asi, he's not going to have evidence to justify what? His action. It's stupid to do. There is no Qadr, there's no Qadr. But when you communicate Qadr, فَإِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. So this, we have a lot of evidences establishing Qadr in the Quran. So that you take what you have in the Quran, you take what you have in the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, or what? You reject it. So the Qadariya, they wanted to deal with the Jabriya, they now went to Babur by negating Qadr. By negating So Ahlul Sunnah Jamaah is saying we are in the middle position. Which middle position? Created by them. The first move that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to his companions. So that's the middle position. But it's saying, okay, Qadr is established in the Quran and the Sunnah, we accept Qadr. Meaning what? It's just knowledge of Allah, the writing of Allah, the irada of Allah, and the khalqu of Allah. That nothing will escape the knowledge of Allah. And that's why scholars will say, like Imam Ahmad Rasul, Imam Shafi'i said, he said, "Anafishu al-Qadariya bil-ilm." Those who call themselves Qadariya, or those who people call Qadariya, debate with them bil-ilm. That is, ask them, what is your position on the fact that Allah knows everything? Allah has had the knowledge of everything before those things come into existence. What is your position? He said, in accordance, if they say we accept knowledge, that Allah has knowledge of everything, who sin is graduated? What in jahadu, if they say Allah does not have knowledge of things, kafaru, yahufa. Because we have a lot of evidence in the Quran that Allah will say, wa kana Allahu aliman hakiman, and things like that. So for someone to not say, okay, Allah doesn't have knowledge of things, this is what? Al-Kufru bi-kitabillah. Al-Kufru bi-kitabillah is believing in the book of Allah. So we accept Qadr, but we don't go overboard in establishing Qadr, the way the Jabriya. Those who went to Babur in the establishing Qadr to the essence that was, they believe there is no punishment for what they do, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. He says, no, there is difference between irada, that is mashita, and mahabba or rida. Rida Allah loves. Irada or mashia Allah means a difference between the will of Allah and the different part of the will of Allah is that Allah wants to be rich and Allah wants to do what? Before, something is sick, something is wrong, health, and so on and so forth. So this is what? Mashia of Allah. Allah is the hikmah thing of the wisdom. That is best known to him. For all of his love, he loves fights. And what? He does not love his belief in me, his obedience to me. All this is there. So, when you take Qadr, they may ask you, what is the position of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah on Al-Qadr? You know the position of Ahlul Jama'ah on Qadr. What is the position of the Jabriyyah? What is the position of the Qadariyyah? Is that clear? So as students, we should know this. As students, we should know this. Because when people, when they delve into things like this, they created a lot of problems. And in the case of what we part that we took earlier, most of our parents do not understand things like this. Most of them do not know negating the attributes of Allah. They don't know this. Unless those who are close to those scholars of Ash'ariyya or scholars of Mu'tazila who have been watched by them. But what are you not? But now we have students of knowledge, we should know those who are negating the attributes of Allah, those who are going overboard in the tradition, those who are the moderates, who take the moderate position. We come to Qadr. Those who go overboard in the transition color, and those who go overboard in the negating color, then the position, the middle position of Ahlus Jama'ah, which was taught by the Prophet of Muhammad. Now, when we say Jabriya, in the general, Jabriya, Qadariya, generally, we say Ahlul Tamfeel, generally, Ahlul Ta'qeel, generally. Now where the Ash'ariyah form in Qadr? The Ash'ariyah in Qadr, they are Jabriyyah. They took Jabriyyah. The Mu'tazila in Qadr, they are Qadariyyah. Is that clear? It's not clear. Yeah. The Ash'ariyah, they are people of the Mughal who came to the Quran of the Hassan al-Ash'ari. For a time they could be Jahmiyyah because they took from Jahmiyyah so one negation of the attributes of Allah. They could be Jabriyyah because in Qadr, the Aqidah is like what? Overplaying, overboarding, establishing Qadr. Though not only essence of those who use it as evidence of people. For this day, they would say that something called Qadr. That is, you can't really say something that was done, something that is done by humanity, that thing is what is the cover from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not something that is called Kafu, that who they themselves cannot explain to people. So first they are Jabriyyah in terms of what color. Where in Mu'tazila they are Qadariyyah in terms of what color. So when you say we are refuting the Qadariyyah, bear in mind that the Mu'tazila of what? Committing. When we say we are refuting the Jabriyyah, bear in mind that what? The Ash'ariyah of what? Committing. وَإِبْرَاهِ وَعِيدِ اللَّهِ بَيْنَ الْمُرْجِئَةِ وَالْوَعِيدِيَّةِ مِنَ الْقَدَرِيَّةِ وَالْجَبِيلِ. What is absolute with the wa'id of Allah, the threat of Allah, the punishment of Allah, بَيْنَ الْمُرْجِئَةِ وَالْوَعِيدِيَّةِ مِنَ الْقَدَرِيَّةِ وَالْجَبِيلِ. They are in between the Murjia and the Wa'idiyya. The Wa'idiyya that is the Khawarij, with the Qadariyya to Wa'idiyya, from one the Qadariyya and others. Now, my other terminology, who are the Murjia? When we talk about Irja, We talk about the hijab. You are talking about iman. The word iman. The word iman. When we talk about mujia, we talk about mujia. We talk about khawarij. We talk about we talk about the mujia. We talk about the khawarij. So the mujia, they are people that are talking about iman. To them, they believe that iman, iman is a what? That is okay. Okay, now what can we call the definition of emoji? Who is emoji? Emoji, who is emoji? When we talk about the hijab, to do with iman, you are, no, we have talked about attributes of Allah, before we are, we have talked about qadar. When we talk about the hijab, you are discussing iman. Who is emoji? Now, iman has to do with irja, or irja has to do with irja has to do with what is iman. When we are talking about irja, we are discussing iman, not other iman, and not the aspects of Allah. We are talking about iman. So, firstly, you can define iman according to what has been said in the Jama'ah. Iman, what is iman? What is in the heart?
The heart now, and it's also supported by the actions of the youth.
Okay, so simply put, you say what? The iman is qawlun wa amalun. Qawlun wa amalun, qawlun qawl wa amalun qawl, and amalun al-qawl wa amalun jawaj. Al-iman is what? Qawlun wa amalun. Qawlun wa amalun. It is statement. But statement of the thought, the act. You know, the act are statements. What you believe in. What you believe in is what? The statement of your act. The statement of the act. Is that clear? Wa amalu wa amalu amalu qalb. Your fear, the fear that you this is amal, the fear. Fear, you rely, all these are all actions of the mind, the actions, they are not just called. Call is when you believe, what you know in your heart, it is called. But when it has to do with what? Fear. These are all actions of the actions of the mind. Is that clear? So which means what you have qawlul qalb and amalul qalb. Then amalul jawarih qawlul lisan. The statement of the tongue. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. The statement of what? Qawlul and lisan. Then amalul jawarih, your rukuu, your sujood, your tawaf. Action of the so all this according to Ahadith and Jama'ah, they are called what? Iman. According to Ahadith and Jama'ah. Yazid wa yanqus. It increases. Iman increases and what? Decreases. Is that clear? So when you do some adhkar, for instance, this morning, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, the iman has increased. When you not do the adhkar, the iman will get where? It is. When you do some ma'ati, maybe one thing, one point case, the iman will be reducing. It may reduce to the essence of what? No existence. When one commits kufr, one goes out of the iman. No more decrease that comes to an end, to zero. And when it gets to zero, that is what? Kufr. That's it. So the demand that one has to be increasing the wayan kusudin ma'afi. Is that clear? This is the way Al-Sudama will define demand. But the Mujia said, where to us, we will not consider iman except what is just in the act. The statement of the content was statement of the act only. So the one who knows that Allah is existing, for instance, now, for the Muslim to be Mujia, they are what? The Mujia. So according to them, people like a belief in what? Mujia. Exactly. So this, the Hunat Mujia, those who are washed, the worst of the Mujia, so their own case is bizarre. So they will consider those who are part of the Muslims. But this, their number is what? So that those that your statement, your information, is applied to some, it applies to other people. Now, but for me to believe that what a demand is, what you say in your mind that is knowledge of Allah means that deep belief that Allah is that and what how to understand what you say in your coming. That way, this is who they are called the Mujiatu al-Fuqaha. The Mujiatu al-Fuqaha. Those who believe that what iman has to do with the tongue as well. Just as we have to do with what the mind has. What about the amal? They say that what the actions of the heart or the actions of the lips, they are not part of iman. Are you with me? So your salah, your zakah, your fasting, your heart, is just are not part of what iman. They are not part of it. So iman has to do with what is it? We say la ilaha illallah. So this is iman. But then you're asking about the statement and the action of the thing is not part of it. So you call these people Mujahidun Fukama. Now, the Mujahidun Fukama, they do not say it is not compulsory to do those actions of the name. So they believe it is compulsory. The one who doesn't do them, because he wants to be made, be in empire. The enter fire, but the possibility was in the movie. The possibility was in the movie. So and that's why these people will say what? This statement of theirs is also what is fact. Now in the language, in the Arabic language, iman can be something of the act. It can be what? Or it is something of the act originally. But it can, in Sharia, it goes beyond that. It includes the actions of the limbs. Just as when we say salat in the Arabic language, it is what? Prayer, dua. But salat technically is something that we do. We start with the wind, and we watch recitation, and we make the word just to you. And then it may involve your prayer, it may involve what? If you take zakah in the Arabic language, which means what? Purification. To purify something. Zakah in the Sharia goes beyond that. So the fact that iman in Sharia goes beyond what the Muslims of Kufar have seen. And that is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? For makan Allah liyuriya iman yakum. For makan Allah liyuriya iman yakum. Allah is talking about salah here. Yes. But you use the word iman to refer to Salah. Is that clear? That's what iman, according to our Sunnah, is the way that we define statement of the mind, actions of the mind, statement of the tongue, and actions of the limbs. Is that clear? This is increasing and decreasing. Such a body is very much. Such a body is not a body. So, the Irja has to do with iman, talking about iman. So the people who say the actions of the name are not part of iman. They are not part of the definition of iman. People who call them Murjia. They now have things. They are those who are called Murjia to the Quran. These are the closest. Those who believe that word, yes, Actions of belief are not part of Iman, but they are compulsion. They are not part of what Iman does, they are compulsion. You also not pull on to them with the punch. In Antarctica. So, we are closer to the people of the Sunnah, and the Prophet Muhammad and the Qur'an. And Iman Abu Hanifa falls under this category. That's the falling among the Muhammad and the Qur'an. So, when you define the Iman, it will not include action for the links. But it is the component that wonders the action of the links. So the world of the normal actions of the links will be punished. Is that correct? So it's a moment of Jesus from Allah. The author of the Aqidah to Tahawiyya, another Aqidah, also falls under Mujiyah to Allah. So the difference between them and the Hadith of Al-Jamaah that is, they are part of some sort of, they are part of Al-Sul Jamaah. But the only difference is that what? They did not consider actions of the deen as part and parcel of the definition of Iman. Though they did propose to do them. And now let's say what? The Khilaf, it's just a verbal difference. Since we believe it is compulsory to do them, only that you don't call them Iman. But some sort of said no. The Khilaf is not Khilaf Nabi because some people will keep to this in order to justify. So the other Mujia who will not see then the actions of the list have been composed in the item of this. In order to say what? That's it. Because according to other Mujia, they will tell you like for how they are also. They are moving. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعْدُ مِنْهَا وَاسْتَيْفَرَتْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعِلْمًا جَهَدُ مِنْهَا That is, they will vote publicly وَاسْتَيْفَرَتْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعِلْمًا But they are asked, no, that is what? So I said what? The Iman is what? It's also to know the truth in your heart. Huh? From two parts of the Iman. But that's all. What you say and what you also watch. Practice. The actions of the mindful component, the work of Allah. So when you restrict Iman to knowledge, just to have knowledge of things, you know Allah is one. But when you talk about what? Tawhid al-Uluhiyyah, the line of Allah is known, you know it's on Allah is known. So this means what? So in taking what the Hujjat al-Fuqaha, what they say, to pave way for the Mujia to have their way, all discipline. So, Sheikh Al-Azhar, Rasulullah Ta'ala, and Sean Turner, scholars, they talked about this, they brought out this area that we should not diminish this difference between the Mujia to Fuqaha and the Lita al-Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So, Allah. So he said, "Of the Wa'id min al-Mujia to Wa'idiyya." Who are the Wa'idiyya? The Wa'idiyya are the Khawarij. The Khawarij, according to them, and the Mu'tazila, they believe that any person who does something that is sinful, any person who commits a kabira, if he fornicates, he kills, he takes bribe, all these things. Any person who commits any one of them, the person should cast himself out of this is the Aqidah of the Khawarij. Is that clear? Would that be, you know, when we talk about what that means? Mu'min, kafirun, fasikun. Mu'min, kafirun, fasikun. Mu'min is a believer. Kafirun is someone who has known how to be. Fasikun is someone who is a believer by sinful. And this is the asma. But the ahkam, the rule is attached to this. A kafir is going to dwell in hellfire forever. A mu'min is going to Al-Jannah. The fasik will enter and come from the watch, air can enter. This is the ahkam. And that's what we have to call it ahkam. And asmaru what ahkam. And asmaru, that is the name that you give kafir, mu'min, fasik. And the ahkam, what is the ruling on them? So, besides the murjia, they say mu'min. This was a name. But the problem to them is, according to the the type of children that you have. Then the Quran is a very watch. It's like you are a mu'min or you are a kafir. If you are a mu'min, you are going to Jannah. If you are a kafir, you are going to hell. Exactly. So it's nothing like watch. Somebody is watch, nothing to be man. Somebody be man is watch. It's a duty. Huh? If I ask whether what human is duty and what is duty. According to the Quran, nothing like what induction and what increase in demand. Is it like you say we're a movie or we're a car? Is that clear? So this is what the Akhidah of the Khawarij. The Akhidah of the Khawarij. So then demand an individual. Is that clear? The most reactive to them is also not what? It's not invisible to them as well. Because we believe that demand for everybody, we are equal in demand. But when it comes to what actions of beliefs, we are to one another. But if in demand, we believe we are equal in demand. Human equality to come out. Is that correct? But the courage in why they believe that what? Iman is what is indivisible. Is it like you are a mu'min or not? Is it like you are a mu'min? And what is a mu'min is going to Al-Jannah? This is the problem. What is what? Who is the kafir? Is going to hell and is going to go in hellfire forever. And this is where the tafsir comes in. Somebody is a fornicator, somebody commits this, somebody commits that. Say what? Kafir. Unless he does tawbah. You don't need to tell why it continues that way. The Khawarij don't have doubt that this person is going to dwell in hellfire forever. And that's why the Muslims are very careful in this aspect. You may see somebody who is based on things of ma'as, maybe is taking importance or taking bribe. Particularly the rulers. Those who are the rulers, they are real, this ma'as, maybe is taking importance. When you look at them, you say, look at these people doing all these things. So the next thing is to say, what? These people, they couldn't have done this thing if they have not done this, so they have this. So they are far. That's when they are saying, no, we can't really pay. It may mean that what you are guilty of is what you are not guilty of. Take somebody who is working in a river place. When they give this person, mashallah, when it comes to watch, some boobies will be there. But this aspect of river is what is duty there. Or somebody will watch, they're working in a jury, for instance, as well, in something that can produce. So when you talk about the working for the fortunes, you see, for this area is duty of dinner. Huh? It's what is duty of dinner. So, the one who is guilty of dinner, or the one who is guilty of the consumption of intoxicants, or working in places where intoxicants are produced, or somebody who is guilty of riba, such a person may want to excuse himself. But when you look at the rulers, they want to make them be of them. Both of you are guilty. Both of you are what? Guilty. You are guilty of something, of some sin. They are also guilty of. Now, the number of what you are guilty of is not the issue. The most important thing is that if you are guilty of some things, they are also guilty of some things. Not that if you are guilty of three things, then you become what you can. Maybe you don't run. You are very careful. No. Is it clear? So it's not a number. So the ma'afi, somebody commits ma'afi, we will not become so glad with the word you are expunging him out of watch. As long as the man has not watched, reduce to zero. And the man reduces to zero when kufru comes in. One act of kufru can make the demand come to what? Zero. Just one act of kufru. So it's not how many. Somebody is for engaged, taking lubricants, take river, take bribe, does all this, and despite this, the demand is reducing, but it's not falling to zero. But somebody may be training, doing or probably a lot of things, but he just commits one act of kufru. One act of what? Kufru. Maybe he's doing sujood for an idol. He used to do for a pilot, and he used to go take him out of the. It means he did not run to them. So that's why I say it's not the number of what the man has. It depends on what the gravity of the man has. The man said, is it cuckoo or is it what? Very cuckoo. This is what matters. But I'm not thinking that one is in my heart, such a person is what? He's pretty good. Such a person is a fanatic. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who are guilty, it is going to be upon such a person, except in the wrath of Allah. But if the person is going to dwell in empire forever, if he enters the empire, the answer is no. Because the hukmu is that the person is not, the person is not a kafir, is what? Is that clear? So that's why we have to be very, very careful, particularly when we are dealing with the rulers. You look at what they are doing, is it kufu or mafia? That is ordinary mafia that we talk to. We have to look at that. Don't say, okay, we have been seen taking intoxicants, we have been seen humanizing, we have been seen taking river, we have been seen doing this. All these are transmissions, they are ma'asi, they are kabai. No doubt about it. About that. But the meaning that the meaning of all these things has become the kafir, the answer is no. Unless he legalizes them. The legalization of one out of all these things dropping the man's watch to them. Just legalizing one. If somebody comes back and says, watch, Rifa is permissive. Somebody says, why are we saying it is not permissible to take river? I don't see anything wrong in this. The difference between is taking river and is not saying he doesn't see anything wrong in what? In taking river. Why don't see anything wrong in consumption of intoxicants? So maybe it's not an enjoyment, you can do it. This is cool. Because it is popular, this is a desire. This is food. Because the taking intoxicants doesn't mean what? We should now expunge him from what? From iman to kufr. Is it clear? This is where the Khawarij, this is where they go astray. So the essence that was, focus on things that are not ma'asi. Ma'asi. And that's why they have the reckless audacity to expunge people of like the Imam of the Allah and from the fold of Islam. From the fold of iman. Because when they look at the problems of the Imam of the land, they saw that some people were in power, and those people they had what a kind of relationship with the Imam, maybe their relatives. Then that said, okay, he's now giving post to his relatives. Then this that is doing is what? A favoritism. Huh? And this favoritism of the thing is what? A massacre of Kofu. And with this, they respond to the Imam of the land from the follow. Islam. You see, some things that are not really ma'afiyah, ma'afi, don't consider them to be ma'afi. The same thing they did to Ali was Allah and they made the truth of Ali. Why they said he should have waged war against Mu'awiyah. For him to have what? Maybe try to settle with Mu'awiyah, this is settling with the Kafir. And whoever says who is a kafir is a kafir. Then how do you a kafir? And they declare war against Ali radiallahu anhu. You know, they must give us the Lord religion. Have good intention. But good intention is not enough to practice the meaning of Allah. It has to watch. It has to be coupled with the knowledge. You know, the Sahih Muslim, a man called Yazid at Fakir or Al-Fakir. He said, some of them, a group of them, they gathered themselves and they said, they were going for Hajj and they are going. And they are going, we are going to perform Hajj at the same time, we are going to revolt against the rulers. So when they now got here, they scorched out from the law and so they are not talking, that was now narrated in Hadith that some people will be taken out of Jahannam after they have entered Jahannam. So these people, they looked at Jahannam of the law and what did he say? He said, Sheikh, didn't you reach this God promoted the kingdom, God accepted that. The promoted the kingdom, whoever you come to enter, God accepted that in this place. So, if Allah reveals somebody, what to come after the place? So, with this God, they say what? They will dwell in, those who enter fire will dwell in air fire. It's not like somebody coming out of air fire. So, the God, what is like this? So, just now that I swear that this I have from the Messenger of Allah, the Quran, the Book of Allah, the explanation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also what? The part of the message. So Jabir said, I swear that I have it from the Messenger of Allah. So he started grumbling somehow. Yazid Faqih now said, what are you people? Are you saying that this old man was lying against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Yazid Faqih and some others now recanted that position on the other. So the only one man left who said, oh, you people, you are falling for the statement of this prophet. So the Khawarij, they believe, is either you are a Muslim or you are a Kafir. Nothing like fasting. There is nothing like fasting in the dictionary of the Khawarij. Kafir, Muslim. So because, and when you are a Muslim, there is nothing like what? Iman, being believing in Muslim. There's not like that. So a Muslim comes with Iman or Ikaf. So there's not like that. He said the Muslim they believe was Muslim, huh? Is a Muslim or Ikaf. So a Muslim, according to them, the Iman has to do with what? The action as well as the statement of the tongue and the statement of the as for the actions. Huh? As for the actions. The action of the limbs, they are not part of Iman, though they are composed. This is with respect to the Ujjah to Tuha. But the current Ujjah, they do not consider Ubuddhat as consumption. So that's why the Ujjah should be washed. So we also understand all these things. So that at times when we are speaking or we are writing, we know what to say, we know what to speak. Some people today, they say they are doing jihad in the name of what? The name of Muhammad Sunnah Jama'ah, but the jihad that they're doing is the jihad of the Khawarij. Is the jihad of what? Of the Khawarij. Because it just makes the feeling of people other than this. You are not the ones who are doing his correct, his mafia, kabai. But this means that you cannot just expunge them out of the world of Islam. You cannot expunge yourself. There is nobody there who can hold that, oh, he doesn't disobey Allah in one way or the other. Maybe Allah says you shouldn't do so and so, and you are doing that thing. Is it permitting for somebody to not conclude that this thing that you are doing that Allah said you shouldn't do and you are doing it, you must not avoid continuing this way, except that what you have disrespected Allah, and anybody who just disrespect Allah, such a body was in a cap. The first means of making the dream, like somebody narrated in the case of the sheikh, that when somebody visited the sheikh, the person did not take off his shoes. Huh? So somebody was not attacking that. You did not take off your shoes when you visited our sheikh. You could not have done that, except that what you are disrespecting the sheikh. And whoever disrespects the sheikh, the person has disrespected the Messenger of Allah. Whoever disrespects the Messenger of Allah has disrespected Allah. And whoever disrespects Allah is the So, because of not taking off the shoes for the shape, it becomes the Kafir. This perception is tefil. And that's what we have to be very, very careful. When it has to do with what making tefil of people, we have to be very, very cautious. Because it's not a rugged. Somebody who calls himself a Muslim, so say you are not a Muslim anymore. You have to be very, very careful. You have to have what? Strong evidence to take the person out of what? Out of Islam. The same thing is applicable to the Quran, the Rajul, Mina Sunnah. Say someone is not a Sunni, is not as Allah Shadiq. As Muhammad said, as for Jane in Sunnah of Al-Qadda, he said, the Khadu Raju in a Sunnah change. And finding somebody from Sunnah is something that is what? Very. And that's why I have the person I don't call them, I say, Jane, somebody from Sunnah is what? The Salaf, I don't. The most important thing, what the person has fallen into, is it an error or not? If it's an error, you have to watch, precise that thing, however much great that person is. Huh? If a companion falls in an error, are you looking for it? No, you have to talk this. It was an error. Not to talk about an ordinary person. But when you see somebody committing one error, you say, watch, you are not a Sunni, you are not a Salafi, you are not an Asari, they will do this to you. And this, there will be Ushua and jail. So you are a Mukherjee, you are a Mukherjee. I'm a Mukherjee, but Mukherjee. But what we try as much as possible to avoid making temptation on people, except the cleanliness, it will be easy for us to correct one another when we go in chaos. That no, this is an error. Particularly somebody that we know is upon the Sunnah. Somebody is striving day and night to spread the Sunnah to people. But before in one error, we say, watch, the body is not in the story. This is not an easy way. It is because that some people are practicing today that have led to division of the people of Sunnah. You don't talk to Sunnah issues, you have a problem with one person. You don't turn into what? A thing of what? Exposing from Sunnah of Malaya. Try to study your problem if that is possible. But recognize, oh, it's not a Sunni, it's not a Sunni. That is not a good way. So the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said, with respect to the Wa'idiyya, concerning the Wa'id punishment, we are going to hell, so they are people of Wafa. They are people of what? Wafa, midway. They are not like the Ojiya, who say, a man is invisible, and the man of the most simple person is the same thing as the man of the most pious person. The man of a drunkard, a fornicator, a drug taker, the liver eater, that the imam of such a person is equal to the imam of the bank. But people are what is equal in him. This is nonsense. So there is a problem in the imam. There is a problem in the imam. We outdo one another in the imam. Is that clear? So, as against what the Mujia would say. The Khawarij, they say, no, there is no tafadu in Iman. Is either you are a Muslim or not. So any person who commits anything, the Liberator, for instance, the drunkard, and so forth, they say they are kufar wa la karama. They are kufar for committing this mission. As we never said, no, you can't call them kufar because they do not legalize it. And what they call it is not what? Kufu. If they have legalized it, this will be kufu. But if they have done some other things that have to do with what kufu, we say what? They are kufa. But if what they've done is just limited to this ma'asi, we say what? They have to start. Not kufa as the Khawari should say. So we see they maintain the middle position. May Shallah stop there. Wassalamu alaikum. على نبينا محمد وآل وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
And to say, when the night is very bad, it's about to be bad. Then is there any evidence that they should be that anytime with me?
Now, what we say when the night is matter in the eye, that if you are trying to bring Qiyas, you want to do Qiyas. So, and this is the Qiyas in Aula, where you are being, you want to reduce. So, something that you see is good for the man, and it's also good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or something that you know is something that is will be hard for man. And take for example, to describe somebody as a guest, is it a good quality? Or if somebody is dead, is it a good quality? So Allah shouldn't be dead. So describing Allah with being dead is what is something that is humiliating, that is great to come out. So if human being will not accept this, then it is not okay to describe Allah with that. So this is the record of the here who will say Allah is the mirror with our family. Allah is the name, but not because he is. Huh? That's it. So this one day is not the Ahmad. That is the best example for Allah.
What is the case for some of our fathers that have died? We knew them as Muslims, but they were involved in some of these things that we pass to as a shoe while they were alive, and they were strong Muslims then. So, what should be our Christian
that? Well, I've said that most of our parents, when we talk about this issue of the past that we are talking about, lots of them do not know much about this, and how do we learn? Because knowing this, that is knowing this various texts, is not composed. What is composed is what? It's not the writing. You need the Quran, for instance, somebody is reading the Quran, it is the word of the name or what the name, or it is all this. And what? He's taking them away. It is, and also come to his mind that what Allah is like a woman being. What is a woman? That's the right idea. But when these people of innovation, when they came, they made this issue brought. They are establishing something contrary to what the Quran brought. Establishing something contrary to what the Sunnah brought. If the people who are on the truth, upon the truth, if they keep quiet, these people will to continue with misleading the people. So you have to reduce them. Exactly. You have to reduce them. So anybody who has the taste of this type of innovative beliefs, such a person ought to learn the right akida. So that's why we are, and that's why we say what we are students. We are students. When you want to give back to the Baba, for instance, now, there's no need involving them in the Ashaira, the Basilia, the Mutendia. Some of them will be looking at you. What are you saying? Hopefully, you will be saying to some of us, yes. But because it is complete, it was necessary that a lot of us there will learn this. Because we are people who engage people in what? In debate. So when you engage people in debate, you may think that you are upon the Sunnah, but you are yourself, you are saying exactly what your Sharia has said. Is it clear? Yeah. If you don't engage people in debate, if you are not upon or you to know what your Sharia has said, what the Rasulullah has said, what this, to avoid those things. Because you don't dabble in the watch. You have to just sit and watch. You go. But in that place, you cannot know the color, and you recover, you take it and go. So, an imam in his mind, the general belief, you take it like that. Then it's a thing. As you are reading the Quran, Allah mentions the angels. I have to believe in the angels. That's what an imam in his mind, general belief. But you see in the Quran, you read that watch. There is an angel called Jibreel. Once you know that it's composed of yours, there is an angel called Mikael, you have to believe in that. There is an angel called what? Malakul Moj. With this, as you are knowing this, your iman is increasing. Your iman is more like the iman of somebody who knows that what? There are angels, generally. And he's a speaker. Make out there are angels, generally. But one who meets the Quran and knows that there's an India country, there's one coming there, there's one coming up in the most, like that. As he's reading this thing, his Iman is what? Increasing. You want your Iman to increase or decrease? Increase, that's why you have to learn. Do not put yourself in the case of those who are the lazy food. This is with respect to what? Al-Aliyah, things that have to do with what? Knowledge. Then things that have to do with what? Al-Amaliyah. Take for example, the issue of Salah. It is converted on anybody. What are you what? You are a gay man or? As far as what you call yourself, I believe in Salah. I believe in Salah that was that God five days for that. That is not yours. You have to do it. And when you want to do it, you have to learn it. And you need to learn it. So you have to learn it. So that's why we are about in terms of what learning the thing, it is compulsory on every one of us to learn the thing that you want to practice. When it has to do with things that are not things that you practice, they need to be more allow rewarded on that. If the world will get more rewards, they know more about that. When it comes to things that you have to practice, then you all want to know. Somebody wants to perform Hajj now, the layman is not to watch. But an excuse, you have to perform Hajj, which is to perform Hajj. So what is this their faith? Their faith is what? Is Allah will judge them according to their meaning. The one who has belief that is contrary to that of Allah, Allah will judge him in accordance with that. Not all of our about are the same. Some believe that what there is nothing wrong with you putting what is called? Unless some believe that there is nothing wrong with you having a burial and the like. Or are they talking about sheep? Someone is going to judge them in accordance to that. So if they are free in this field of Asha'iyya, 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 some of them will not be free in terms of what? I'll tell you who will be here. Some of them will be free in terms of fulfillment. And some of them will be free. Some of them do not anything that has to do with very, they don't like it. Yeah? And this something, some of them do not like it. Just to pray. This all that happens in the world is fulfillment. So we will say what is composing, huh? To know the details of fulfillment. Huh? The details. No say the words compulsory. One can do the things according to the stronger opinion. Obviously, take for instance someone who has a sheikh that is upon the tawhid, upon the right aqida in Uluhiyya, it is not associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Asma wa Sifat, doesn't associate partner with Allah. Then if someone is not and the knowledge of it doesn't go in any end. But it's not doing what that shape is upon what the truth is doing. Not the possible. So what is this the thing in what? And it's a possibility. Is this the thing? Is it permissible? According to the stronger opinion, it is permissible. It's not more that he has to know the evidence for everything that shape of it is what he's doing. The most important is for him to do the right thing. Is that clear? And that is the most important thing. So Allah will judge them according to their belief and practice of Allah. The verse you mentioned is not permissible for the prophet and the believer and the third group
then we should give the government to see for so we should conduct the claim. So it's not limiting it to our form in general. Then the Prophet of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Zakarat, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Zakarat, so there is a plenty tradition from the history of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this was produced concerning Abu Talib. This was produced concerning Abu Talib. So I don't understand what it was in the intent to see here. Now, with respect to the father of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his mother, now somebody came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that he wants to know the face of his own father. The Messenger of Allah said, "Your father is going to end." So the man was not rich, he was somehow rich without his rich. As he was going, the Messenger of Allah called him back and said, "Was in the Abu Abbas, my father and your father are going to end." The hadith is also in Sahih Muslim. Now the other hadith that the Messenger of Allah asked Allah to allow him to visit the grave of his mother. He first sought forgiveness for his mother, but Allah said no when he was crying. So this is where also is the Muslim of Hamura and Moose. So there is no authentic hadith that says the father of the father and the mother of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are fabricated a hadith that says this. And Imam Suyuti wrote a book in order to justify fabricated a hadith that later will compare to what is of and believe in the Messenger of Allah, and we think they are not. But I think for the case, Sheikh Mashur Al-Hassan did the comments on this group's reputation and what Imam Suyuti did. So that is not correct. Ascribing such a thing to Sheikh Al-Bani is what? This is part of the thing of the people of the nation. That they want to justify anything that they have been. So what is your own back? They are trying to make the father and the mother of the Prophet of Allah around people from Germany. Is it in your hands?
No.
So why bother yourself with that? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, that only said, we should not speak the Ibrahim, we should not connect to the Ibrahim. In that was the source for him as his father. We are letting his father go to this. But Prophet Ibrahim said, Allah has made a law and no Abu Lillah, a Barrahim. When he became clear that his father is an enemy of Allah, he dissociated himself from his father. And he said, "Lord, is my father, is my father." So this is what should be our attitude. It's not that we want to make somebody a native of Anjana by all means. Only there are no ahadith and tradition. This is the way of the Sufi people of Allah.
Is it true that there are some people that believe that the hellfire will come to an end? And if you now see some brother that say they are taken to the hands of Jesus Christ, is this right? Then my second question is on the Rupia. Say Rupia for the people that is affected.
Now I'm saying that hellfire will come to an end. This is something that is ascribed to the Sheikh Islam in Qayyim, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, or Sheikh Islam in Qayyim, but this is not authentic. So they say that the hellfire will come to an end, maybe they are referring to the hellfire of the people of Tawshiq. It was Tawshiq who entered hellfire after they were punished. To go out of the hellfire, so this is the one that is come to an end. But the one that is for the kuffar, this they will be in hellfire forever. So whoever says this type of hellfire will come to an end, so it was contradicting the Quran of Allah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we? Being okay for people is something good. Messenger of Allah from Allah said, "Better than my own back, I have a fun, therefore."
whoever can assist you, what should do. So being okay for people is something that is good. But as it is God, asking people to do care for you, is something that is not wrong. Is something that is not wrong to do. So the Quran again may be close to the level of maybe if there is something in Shifu after. And if there is one more thing, maybe put in the Shifu after. Because there is a hadith that the Prophet of Allah, Allah, Allah says, man is terrible, but for in the tower. So whoever asks you to do Rukhya in the post as free himself from a tower. So, meeting people to do care for you is like you feel you cannot supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the consequence is, you can also say, but if somebody sees that my brother or brother is suffering, then let it happen to my brother by being who care for him. This is good. It's something that is rewarding. So, and asking people to do care for the person is also positive. But for the person that is affected to ask people to do care for him or her is not something that is encouraged. So it's something that one should try and acknowledge. Now when you do care for somebody, can you take values on that? Yes. One can take values when you do care for people. And the one that the Sahaba was one that I did, that the people, the man was beaten by maybe a foot or by a scorpion. So he did Rukia and he stipulated that to get the pastor of Ghana, maybe it was about 30 or so sheep. So this is what I need to do. But this is not making it protection. This is not the way of the Quran. Because the devil is people the Lord will keep the Ahadith and the but we say that the Prophet of Allah and his companions, when they establish a place where they will be, people will be conducting them for their move. So this is not something that we do. Now they want to establish a place for the Lord. Now the one who brings people to Nabawi as a request. When you're treating people, those are the treating, it requires that you do care for them, that is a secondary issue. The original thing is that what they are treating people with the arts, that does not contain any shame. I said people never will report people never will. Not everything is what people never will. There are specific things that the Messenger of Allah recommended. We talk about money, but it's not what giving description on what. It has to do with the knowledge that carries out concerning the benefits for something. When you take Abu Sada, for instance, take a lot of people, you know about the general benefits of Abu Sada. For some of you who have one ailment, watch how many people of Abu Sada will need it, how many things we need it. This is your life silent on that. So don't take somebody that's supposed to take, maybe it's suffering from something, supposed to take what? 2 spoons of Abu Sada, but you give him 5 spoons, maybe this man is suffering something there. Now, how do these people never remember? Why is this happening? No. Has nothing of Allah told you that you should give him 5 spoons? No, let us separate these. People is what? Is this. All the crimes, all the needs Allah created, everything. Nothing of Allah told us about specific. But no one in all situations is not telling the details of. So if you research in continuation of these things, you should accept this for yourself that this is not that many of you, some of them, maybe it doesn't work the way you expect, or if you don't do something else, you know, say it is the people in that way. Because you have people saying this, but who? And you know, people in that way, you know, and wanting to force the religion, people can't force the religion on this. So we should be very, very careful when it comes to what these things will never be of the same. You are a doctor at your own level. not that what it says is the Messenger of Allah that has been. We know things that the Messenger of Allah has recommended. And those things that the Messenger of Allah has recommended, when you take them and have to live in the way you have recommended, then inshallah it will work. But things that they have not recommended, then you know that those you are also trying, because the Messenger of Allah said, no, Fadawah ya ibadullah, Sayyidina Allah, Lam ya ba'da'an illa wa ba'dahu da'wah. Take medication for your ailment. Allah has not placed on the surface of the earth in an ailment except He has also placed in dawah for it. Aima wa na'ima wa shikila. Those who know, those who do not know, do not know Allah.
Is it compulsory or is it shall?
The hadith follows the hadith concerning the authenticity. Some follow the authenticity, some say the hadith is not authentic. And Imam Ahmad is among those who say the hadith is not authentic. Now, say if the line when you are performing ablution is something that is acceptable by all the scholars, by all the scholars, we all accept it. But the main explanation with this hadith that there is no salah for those that say who doesn't perform ablution, and there is no ablution for those who does not say Bismillah. No. They believe in anything that you are doing, we say what? Bismillah. Only when you want to ask a question in back of your spouse, you say Bismillah. Entering a toilet, you say Bismillah. Entering a body, the boss, you say Bismillah. So in anything that you can say Bismillah, it's all about what? Ablution. So they believe that God is most mustahab to say Bismillah when you are performing ablution. But this particular hadith is very concerning to authenticity. And one of the hadith is not a lot of scholars also follow this. Some mean the claim of Imam Ahmad. Some scholars are attaching to the hadith and the conclusion is that the hadith is authentic, the Shaykh al-Albani of Imam Dawud. So to Shaykh al-Albani believes that this hadith means it is a condition. So the more that we perform after the Shura is the Bismillah Rahman is the Bismillah, does not approach ablution. Unless if in the letter before you finish the ablution that you can take it before the conclusion of the ablution. But most of us say it's not a condition to Mustahab. So we from the first time we can be able to take it. But one now I personally do not have a same position on the matter, only that I did the link of Shaykh al-Abbas of Allah Ta'ala. At the point in time for them we can be, but I have some doubts concerning the hadith, now that is the authenticity of the hadith. So I do tawaf, but to do that's here to say Bismillah, all scholars they can be in Bismillah.
Hadith Musa.
Now Hadith Musa is the hadith that you don't know that the one that you dropped from the shame, the companion or the tabul. That's the definition of the Hadith Musa. If you know that the one that you dropped from the shame, the companion, so Al-Sahaba kullu mu'udu. So that means the hadith is authentic. But here we don't know that the one who dropped is a companion or a tabi. So the hadith will be a hadith of Mursal. Well, Mursal is a rape. Hadith of Mursal is a rape. So we can use it except the situation where you are supporting the evidence. Some scholars take the Mursal of Kibar, the rape, the living, the great. In great Tabi'un who are the leaders, like Sa'id ibn Sulaym, some think the Muslim of Saudi is Muslim, or some do not think the Muslim of Saudi is Muslim. Why do they say the Muslim of Saudi is Muslim? Why do they think it's acceptable? Says there is a strong possibility that the person that has been dropped is a